We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Hello and welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Kathy Novak. Some people who get COVID-19 will experience a skin rash. And even though the pandemic disproportionately affected people of color, a review of academic journals found the images of those COVID-19 rashes were overwhelmingly of light skin. Dr. Jenna Lester is assistant professor of dermatology and founder of the Skin of Color program at UCSF. And she joins us here now. Dr. Lester, welcome to As Prescribed.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, doctor, you conducted that review of the pictures I'm referring to of the COVID-19 rashes, but this really is just part of a bigger issue when it comes to skin conditions and people of color. Is that right?
Yeah. So this is another representation of the ways that our medical system is biased against people of color, Black, Latinx, Indigenous people in particular. And I think this was something that was important to me to highlight because this is a new disease that we're learning about. As you mentioned, this disproportionately impacts people of color, and we needed to be able to see how the disease manifested on the skin. And I was concerned that in the early days of the pandemic, where we weren't sure, you know, what sequence things happened in and whether things were appearing on the skin as an early warning sign that people could see themselves and isolate or stay home from work, et cetera, and prevent it spreading the disease. It was concerning to me that we weren't seeing it in a range of skin tones.
And you have this relatively unique center at UCSF with the Skin of Color program, where you're really catering to people who might otherwise be overlooked sort of in the mainstream of medicine. What are they coming to you for? What are the conditions that you're seeing?
This is a general dermatology clinic. This is a clinic that is different because it is centering people who are normally, as you mentioned, ignored or overlooked by our medical system. But I think the important thing to realize is that these people have skin concerns just like everyone else. And they're not necessarily different, but it's different because we are explicitly stating that your concerns as a person of color will be our main concerns as well in the Skin of Color program. So I like to highlight the fact that it's many of the conditions are the same. And I also like to say that I hope one day I don't have this job running this clinic, because I think as central to our mission being education, teaching residents and medical students how to examine the skin and how to notice disease manifestations that may be more subtle because of a different skin tone, one that's different from what they're used to looking at in textbooks, I hope that this education will help them carry this anywhere and they could practice these skills in any medical setting.
So we gave the example of rashes from COVID-19. I might, you know, throw another one out there that people could understand. Can you talk about something as simple as an ingrown hair and how that might affect people differently?
Yeah, so ingrown hairs are something that people with curly hair experience. And in particular, I see it in patients with textured hair, which is tightly coiled hair that we see mostly in patients of African descent. And this is a huge issue for people when they shave and they get these hairs that grow back into their skin because they're so curly and coily. And this can cause bumps on the skin. It can cause scarring. It can cause infection. And it's very painful and uncomfortable. And so there are certain techniques that one can use in order to minimize this. But sometimes one of the biggest ones is not shaving flush to the skin. And that could be a problem for certain people, depending on their profession and the way they're expected to show up to work.
And then, you know, on a more serious note, something, you know, dermatologists might be treating often is melanoma, skin cancer. Might that be something that is overlooked if people are not exposed to different colors of skin during their training?
Yeah, I think the way that it manifests is different in patients of color. We often think of melanoma as something caused by sunlight, and I think that's true in people with light skin. But there's research that suggests that melanoma in Black patients in particular is not something that's caused by the UV light, the damaging light that comes from the sun. And we noticed that because it is more common to see a type of melanoma called acral-lentiginous melanoma in Black patients. It's on the palms of the hands or the soles of the feet. And these aren't areas that we see that sees a lot of sun. So the way that we counsel patients about preventing skin cancer, particular melanoma, the way that public health campaigns advertise these prevention strategies really are talking about how to prevent it in patients with light skin. And so it leaves out a large group of people who then are engaging in behaviors like using sunscreen and staying out of the sun that haven't been proven to prevent melanoma in people with their skin tone.
So how much of this goes back to the training that medical professionals are receiving, you know, if they're doing their dermatology residency or general medical students? Are things changing at all to become more equal in the images that are being shown in textbooks, for example?
I've noticed at UCSF in particular that there are several initiatives to diversify the images that are shown to increase the access that lecturers have to diverse images that they present to medical students. This is born out of the research that's really happening on a national level with many different dermatologists and medical students noticing these same trends. So I'm proud of UCSF for doing that. And I think many of the textbooks as they're being updated are aware of this issue and are trying to increase the representation of diverse skin tones in their textbooks as they're updating them. So I do think things are improving. I think time will tell whether these efforts are sustained and whether they make a difference over time.
So if someone is a person of color hearing this and feels like they had a skin issue, but were maybe turned away or been told that it's not a problem, but it's persistent, what would you advise them to do?
I would tell them to keep asking for care until they find someone that they're comfortable with. Certainly your experience in care matters. And if you feel like something's still going on and you're not satisfied by the answer or the explanation that you're given, you should find someone, even if they're telling you the same thing, who explains it in a way where you feel comfortable and you feel reassured. Because I think the delivery of the message is just as important as the message that's being delivered.
Dr. Jenna Lester, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Jenna Lester is Assistant Professor of Dermatology and founder of the Skin of Color Program at UCSF. And I'm Kathy Novak. Thanks so much for tuning in to As Prescribed.
As Prescribed, every Thursday at 1:30, right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 at AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on the Odyssey app. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.